The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the participation of the Holy Spirit be with thee, now and always. Let us pray for a beginning. Your children have come together. Be with us, O Lord. Enlighten your word unto us, and take care of the congregation. Preach the forgiveness, and let it effect in us for strength for our souls here, in the work of the kingdom, ready to serve, ready to sacrifice, grace in your own. Time turns to evening. Strengthen thy congregation, and add on to thy people. This we pray with thy gifts. Your congregation rejoices. Your children rejoice. I thank you here upon the earth and once forever in heaven. Praise for your sake. Dear Heavenly Father, bless our services. Amen. For the service text, I will read from 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 37 to the 50th verse. In Jesus' name. David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and put on a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. David girdled his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, but he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him, and took off his staff and his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in the scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistines. And the Philistines came and drew unto David, and the man there bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistines looked out and saw David, he disdained him, but he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of fair countenance. And the Philistines said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowl of the air and the beast of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with the sword and the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee with the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowl of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, and the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and David drew nigh and met David, and David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a hand stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in the forehead. And the stone sunk into the forehead, and he fell upon the face of the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine and the sling with the stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. And there was no sword in the hand of David. Amen. Here at Reisjärvi last night, we were in the service area. And we probably all woke up into a wonderful or powerful thunderstorm. Lightning flashed and thunder roared strongly. God spoke through natural powers. And this way God speaks. In the teaching of Christ, it says, God meets us in nature and he speaks through the powers of nature. The doctrine of Christ teaches us that he meets us through the stages of life and through the times of nations. Here our text speaks of the battles between the Israelites and the Philistines. Here we notice also that God guides or leads nations through time. He is involved. Even in our time, in our country, we have experienced times of war. Once a workmate told me the Bible is a conflicting book, unreliable, even for this reason. It speaks so much of wars and about battles between people. So it is, especially the Old Testament. There are many stories of war. We know this. Wars have occurred after, and wars occur continuously around the world. And there are several going on right now. It is not the reason of faith, even though many battles or wars are fought in the name of faith. It is not the faith of the Bible, the reason for these wars. God's word shows that God speaks of the enemy of the soul, the power of the enemy that is causing conflicts and wars in the midst of nations, between nations. Even into the relationships between individual people, the enemy of the soul can still affect us in this world. As long as God sees good, how long this world will remain, so long the enemy of the soul's power will continue until it is ended. This text we read was a familiar part for us. The battle between David and Goliath. Even though it is a duel or fight between two men, there is a picture of a personal battle. We can look at this text. When we look at this text today, what does it say to the children of God and to the people today? When we compare this historical event and we look at it and ask if there is something for our time, for you and for me, is there a message or a story? This Goliath, who was David's opponent, we remember at the Sweden summer services in Sunday school, this story, this battle was presented. You can still listen to that from the summer service radio. It is worth it to go back and listen to it. It came up that Goliath was a large soldier in the midst of the Philistines. This battle was fought when Saul was the king of Israel, and the troops of Saul had lined up to fight against the troops of the Philistines. When they had lined up, a man who was almost 9 feet or over 9 feet, dressed up in the best battle armor and challenged the Israel soldiers. Is there any man who would like to duel against me? Goliath yelled out, why do you want to fight? Here's a Philistine. Choose one who will fight against me. If he beats me in battle and kills me, we will become your slaves. But if I win and kill him, you will be my slaves, and you will have to serve us. And Goliath said, I have shamed the troops of Israel. Send your man this way so that we can fight. So for many days, Goliath came between the troops and called out this challenge to the Israelite troops. And here it is told how Saul and the Israelites heard this. They were afraid, and they were overtaken by fear when they saw that man of over 9 feet in the armor standing before them. And Saul, who was a head taller than others, he did not dare fight the giant. I didn't measure how high the stand is, pulpit. The lower edge is probably the 9 feet or 3 meters. Goliath's weapons were his chest guard. His armor was some 100 kilos, and there was a shield carrier before him. His spear was like a big log, and the spearhead weighed over a few kilos. Such a fearful opponent that the Israelites faced. And here it speaks what God had chosen David to be the future king of Israel. Saul had forsaken God's word and worked and gone against God's word. David had been anointed in his home. It says here that David had been a young shepherd, that he was a very young, clean man, a very small, that he, when he was taking care of the sheep with his father had said, as Esau said, here's a bag of roasted seeds and bread, and bring them quickly to your three brothers who were fighting with Saul. And in this way, David went to bring the greetings of his father and the food. And here, when David came there, he left his stuff there with the guard, and he went to greet his brothers. And at that time, Goliath came from the midst of his own soldiers and gave the same challenge that he had called. Isn't there anyone who would like to fight against me? When David was speaking with his brothers, he heard the call of Goliath. And he asked the others, what does this mean? Who is this guy? Who is this guy who dares to come against, to make fun of God's people? And when David heard these, it says, and when the Israelites saw Goliath, they ran back. And David started to wonder isn't there anyone who could fight? And as a little story add-on, David's older brothers told David, why did you come here? Who is taking care of the sheep? They said, I know how bad you are. Have you just come to see us? They thought that the young boy, the young men are interested in war and fighting. And that they thought that maybe he had come for that reason. David said, what have I done? Can I talk to you? And he turned on to the others, and he saw Goliath. And he wondered why nobody fought against Goliath. And David was brought to Saul. David told Saul, a king cannot lose his courage. I, as your servant, I will fight against him. In this way, David, as a young shepherd, saw the enemy promised to go and fight. Saul said that you cannot go, you're just a young boy. And Goliath has been a soldier since youth. David answered and said, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb of the flock. Try to take lamb from the flock. I have gone after them. I have taken the sheep from their mouth, and they attacked against me, and I killed it. I have killed a lion and a bear. And David said, Lord, the he that protected me from a lion and a bear will protect me from the hands of the Philistine. Here we can see the text, the spiritual view, which is even more important matter than this duel, this fight. We can see, here is a picture of the battle of faith and the battle in the kingdom of God here upon the earth, when we know, based on God's word, the power of the enemy of the soul that causes these wars, modern wars also, and these battles, and of the battles against the kingdom of God and the child of God, and attacks the child of God to win, to take the child away from the freedom of God into the world. This kingdom of God, this congregation of God, is a battling congregation here upon the earth. This battle against the enemy is gone on for so long, until the end of time. And the world created by God will come to an end. When we think of this, of the meeting between David and Goliath, we can see how even today, the enemy of the soul, that opponent of God, shows, comes out, and he seems to be so strong, so powerful, such a great enemy, that it scares us, and it feels to be an incredible or an impossible battle. This picture, we paint this picture and circumstance, those battle circumstances that a God's child goes through in this endeavor of faith, when the enemy attacks us and teases us. Here, David told Saul, Lord that saved me from the claws of the lion and the bear, He will protect me from the hands of the Philistine. And Saul said, Go, the Lord be with you. And he dressed Saul's own armor. As we read here, all the best armor that they could find. They were Saul's own protection. What happened when David the shepherd, the young man without a beard, dressed these bronze helmet and a armor and a sword? David said that he could not even walk with them. He had never worn them. He never used them. He had not been used to wearing it. David took them off. He chose his own weapons. He took his staff and 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag where he kept his stuff. Then he left with his sling in his hand and went out towards the Philistines. Here in the battle of a child of God, in a battle of faith, we have very simple weapons. As we remember of Saul, he had forsaken God's word, but I would think it was not, Saul's teaching was not enough or was not good for David's battle, but only those, they were false. When we are the children of God, we cannot equip ourselves with the weapons of self-righteousness, with our own strength, with our own ways and styles. In this battle, we fight against the enemy of the soul, trusting in the power of God. And this trust is here in this text, is a basic point. Through this text, we hope to receive encouragement that we would trust God in his own endeavor, that God will help, even though we feel that so many things press our minds and the enemy of the soul teases us. Yeah, the children of God in this day. We already heard in the service the other day, and of these actual matters that the enemy of the soul surrounds us, the children of God today, and would like to take us away from this faith. And now I especially think of you, dear service guest, the children and those a little older children of God, you who are a young person who is yet without a beard, a youth, a very young person, I would like to say, and I've discussed with many people, how how the youth today, children, how they are in the front line, the enemy of the soul is attacking them and brings these doubts. And the enemy looks so strong and so great. Comes to mind that is it worthwhile to believe? Listen, young boy and girl, as you listen to this service, in your tent or camper, as the day is beginning, and maybe you haven't even woke up yet, it is worthwhile is to come to hear and stop and listen to the Word of God. Is God speaking these words of comfort and encouragement so that I would make promises that I want to believe? These services have come to mind. It comes to mind my own childhood and youth time. When he spoke of the youth, I remember that road that goes behind this tent. When I was here the first times, when I was about 10 years old, I didn't have any friends with whom I could be with. And I experienced it very strong. It was a great burden. I prayed God that He would give a person to be with me. There may be such people, young and children, who feel to be lonely. And the enemy of the soul is saying, there are lots of friends out in the world who listen and you could join them. Leave this faith and go into their groups. Like what happened to me, God heard my prayers. I remember those two young boys who were very quiet. I got to know them through my family and relatives. We didn't talk much, but it felt good that I have some friends, even though we didn't speak much. Now, when you young people, children are asked, when we ask you to go to services, somebody, you may say that nobody else is going to services. I encourage you that you should go to services, even though your friends are not there, that you could be an example. When I go, maybe someone else will go. And I would like to encourage you, young, you would look and seek. Take those who are on the side, who have no friends. Many other things I have thought of. There are children of God in different situations, different matters, that are like Goliath before us. And we think that that is such a great enemy. I cannot defeat it. The enemy of the soul preaches, throw away your faith. when it is so difficult. You mother and father, who with your children, who are so lively, who bring forth so much, watchings, who press your lap when they are small, and when they are bigger, they press your heart. The enemy of the soul is telling you, it would be much easier if you would leave this faith and you could do the things you like. You don't have to think like the believers, that the children are gifts of God and that we would want to take them as God's blessing, gifts, and that God is the greatest family planner into the family of a child of God. The enemy of the soul says, leave this old-fashioned faith. Go out to enjoy of your freedom and life. This is such selfish thought that the world is so full of today. This text of the battle between David and Goliath wants to encourage us to believe. It comforts us, encourages us to believe. After David defeated Goliath, he won trusting on God's strength, that I come before thee with the power of God. And God protected David, and David won with this one smooth stone that he hit the forehead. In this way, our faith is encouraged and strengthened, that in your midst of your doubts, you young and older, encourages us to believe, your sins forgiven, those doubts and temptations forgiven also, in Jesus' name and blood. We can start this day with the participation of the gospel. Believe, you who are here in this tent and around the radio, of this good voice of the blood of Jesus that cleanses and encourages us to believe. And so, in the beginning of this day, we can remain. We can believe, our sins forgiven. And I would like to ask for my own self, can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you and the children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.